T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
No huddle offense.
The Canes.
Quick to the line.
Couple claps.
Yep. Don't forget a couple of Omahas.
Got a running back.
Give
them. Not like
did you guys see, speaking of which, did you guys see? I didn't notice this. Obviously, with the busy weekend that it was, but did you guys see that Cameron Harris? We were talking a little bit about him yesterday. Did you see that he tweeted disrespected after the game?
I did see that.
I didn't know about that. I saw that yesterday, and I guess the coach has addressed it. Doesn't seem like anybody's like too bent out of shape about it, but I guess he wasn't. I guess he was implying he wasn't exactly happy with his role in the offense or how things were going, and the Young Bucks getting some success on that game.
By the way, I didn't see it on social media. I saw it in an article. I did not have it on social media.
Oh, sure. I gotcha.
Here's what goes back. Here's what it goes back to, right? When you go onto a team, right, one of the biggest points that a coach will make is that I don't care who you are, you will earn the right to be on this football field. Now, is there anybody who we think busts their ass more than Cam Harris?
I mean, he looks swole.
Right, but just the effort in which he runs the football, the things that he does on the football field, over the first couple of weeks.
No, he looked like one of the best running
backs. We came to the point where this is going to be one of the staples of this offense.
For sure.
Right. Now, I take that same mantra, and I throw this into the mix. You have a lot of young guys in college, right? Unlike the NFL, if a rookie doesn't play, so what, right? Because you're paying him, he's on a couple of year contract, you can groom him to be better at his position. But now in college, especially now, you have a lot of young guys who want to play, and if they don't, they'll just say, I'll go, right.
Bounce.
So how do you juggle that? Now, from Cam Harris's standpoint, you're like, yo, man, I don't give a crap what your situation is with the young guys. I earned this, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I've done everything you asked me to do, and I've earned the right to be on the field. for the young guys, they're like, man, if I don't get no playing time, I'm out. I want to go somewhere where I can play. So how do you juggle that? And I think what ends up happening is these young kids come in and they can play, right? I'm not questioning whether they can play. But they come onto these teams, they get an opportunity to play, and they get hot. You see what I mean?
Sure.
It's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for a coach. It's a tough spot for the players. Because if you think about this, think about the U of old and all the running backs that came through the U. All of them had to wait. And they shut up and wait their turn.
Yep.
You see what I mean? And in fact, most of them mainly only got a year and a half of good run before they got drafted. You see what I'm saying?
And there's a couple of things I think that would probably, you know, that's one of the things that always drives like the old greats that always, you know, are around the program that drives them nuts. And we've already talked about, it feels like, you know, the talent has been depleted over years past. But when you have this whole youth thing of guys not waiting, and then you saw this past week Mike Harley say that, you know, the wide receivers just start staying after practice after the Clemson game, like that they were doing, quote, he admitted the bare minimum. You know, those are types of things where you're like, all right. I mean, well, and look, they're still 5-1. I mean, I don't want to like,
right,
you know, get crazy about it, but I saw Lamar Thomas get crazy. You know, he was not happy when he heard those words come out of his mouth. He's like, what do you mean? You guys are just staying after practice now?
But I'll say this, okay? Part of that had to do with who was at the, you know, you talk about running backs and you talk about wide receivers, you talk about tight ends, you talk about linebackers, right? And back in the day, it was D linemen. The leadership in those groups, based on the success you've had at all levels from those groups, kind of warranted that. Right? So when you have a guy like Jeremy Shockey as a tight end, all these guys that come in that see how he's doing it and where he ends up, right? They're saying, okay, this is what I need to do to get to that level. When you have some of the running backs that have been in that meeting room and you see them work and you say, okay, this is what I need to do to get to that next level. If you haven't had those guys in those meeting rooms, right, that garner the type of respect that this is what I need to do to get to that next level, then I could see how these guys take it for granted. Also, they're young. And when you look at young players today, they don't look at it as, I have to work because I'm not there yet. They look at it as, I am here, right? And they're not here yet.
Robbie,
so there's a lot of things going on, and sometimes you get the call out in front of all your friends and your buddies and the guys you thought, you know, okay, I'm the guy. And you say, wait a minute, I'm not the guy. I need to do some extra work. I need to show these guys that I'm committed to, you know, this program and to winning. And that's what ends up happening. And so I'm not mad that they haven't done it, right? But if it took a game like that and a call out to get them to understand, that's part of growing in the sport. That's part of growing in college. That's part of growing, you know, in football. Knowing that you not only have to bust your butt, but you sometimes have to show everybody else that, look, we struggled. And this is an opportunity to show everybody, you know, the work that we are willing to do to get better.
Rob, I want you to hit the ID. Give us some headlines, man. What do we got?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
At the buzzer, Jimmy Butler nails it. Wow.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Oh, yes, this is brought to you by the fine folks at Modelo. Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for the home tailgate, brewed with the fighting spirit, and brought to you by the Orion Fuels downstairs convenience stores, truly steps beyond convenience. So yesterday, Monday Night Football, Rams did some work on the Chicago Bears 24.
Who had themselves a week, boys? Who had themselves a week?
Did you have yourself a week?
Yes, sir. 3-0-1, only because of a missed extra point.
That is a week. Yeah.
Yep.
That is a week.
Now we've only had 3 weeks in the books. Are we playing one more weekend?
The week? No. That's it. First next week. It's the first on Sunday.
But next week, if we start next month, it'll be a 5 week month.
All right. So you want to just do include next week?
Or just do?
We normally do month to month.
Yeah. Well,
there's no normally anything. I mean, we've done it 1 month, so.
And even
normally when we do the Dark Board of Doom, and when
4 weeks, it's a 4 week cycle.
Okay, fine, 4 week cycle. Let's go. We got one more week. I should clearly be in the lead.
I would think so. Robbie gave us the records last week.
Yep.
So yeah, they kicked their ass though. I mean the Bears really weren't in it at all.
They got no offense. And it's a shame because they're beast on defense and their offense is putting them in such bad spots that they basically have to play defense the whole game.
Yep.
Like the offense is not on the field. Would you like to see my first text of the day?
Sure.
After watching that game last night, RIP Tua.
I disagree. I'm glad the game went the way it did. Because now we get the look ahead, so I'm very happy about that.
Hey, let me tell you something about the old look ahead, right? You can watch the guy you're gonna be playing against on film. You can have all of his tendencies, but at some point, you gonna have to put your hand in the dirt across that guy.
We're nestled in a look ahead sandwich.
Hey.
We're between Monday Night Football and then they got the Seahawks next week. Huge matchups in the division.
Okay.
So we are in prime look ahead real estate,
trap
my
game.
Friend.
So you using some old Canes talk to talk about another team?
Just saying we're nestled right there in a look ahead sandwich.
Hey, I tell you what, that man ain't called Aaron Donald for nothing.
He did have half a sack, but he did wreak havoc on the defensive line, which I'm glad he did.
It's the same thing that Khalil Mack does on the other side. May not get sacks, but they're always around. Always, whether it's a run, whether it's a pass, it's chaos. A man dealing with children. Did you see him push that? Who's that bum of a right guard that used to play tackle and they go, oh, he looks uncomfortable. He don't look uncomfortable. He lined up across from Khalil Mack.
Definitely not a day you want to be mic'd up when you're going up against him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Aaron Donald better get buttered up because he's got pancakes coming his way.
Yep.
Really? 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 Like stop lying, Robbie.
Hope that they throw syrup in the Gatorade jug.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Look, I have no doubt that Solomon Kinley and Ted Karras and Robert Hunt were watching that game, and they have a target on Mr. Aaron Donald. They're, it's noted.
Here, Robbie, I'm going to tell y'all this. They have a target on Aaron Donald's back. That's never happened before. I'm more than sure the Chicago Bears had a target.
I'm
more than sure when he won Defensive Player of the Year, at some point they say we got to control Aaron Donald.
Yeah, but this is different. This is a young, hungry lion coming for his crown, not Nick Foles, who's old and washed.
Okay.
Yeah,
fat cat.
And the Solomon Kinley
says Miami Rams have a bye after the Miami game.
Well, it's still a look ahead because the game after that is the Seahawks.
Yeah, and they're behind in the division.
You know where I look at it?
So that's a double look ahead because then they might be already thinking about vacation mode.
Would you like the real on bye week? Here's what young McVay is saying to him right now. Fellas, I do realize that next week is bye week. How much we practice next week is determined by how well you play.
He's already thinking about it.
I tell you what. When I was in Minnesota and Denny gave that speech, we balled out.
Nah, trust me. McVay is already thinking about that IG model that he's got as a girlfriend.
Okay.
They're going to take a direct flight right from Miami to the Bahamas.
Okay.
He is already looking ahead. Boy mm-hmm. wonder.
All right. If you say so. You say so.
What else you got, Robbie?
Well, look, the offensive line for the Dolphins, they have to protect their baby in Tua. They can't let these vicious lions come for their baby. They got to shut Aaron Donald down.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever watched Survival Lion mode. King? Mm-hmm. He's the child. I mean, you might as well just put, five Mandos in front of him.
Okay. All right, Baby Yoda. Go ahead.
Baby Toda. Throw passes, you must.
Hey, man. I can't figure out why Chicago is so good but so bad at the same time.
Why is Chicago always cursed with such a good defense and never have a quarterback? What's that about?
I know. Well,
even a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
The only time they did have a quarterback, you still wondered if they had a quarterback because that defense was so good with Jim McMahon. Oh,
and goodness. And he was crazy.
Yeah, we say they were Rex Grossman. They went to the Super Bowl, but Rex Grossman wasn't good.
That is crazy, right?
It's weird.
Short week for Rams and long travel.
That's why that's a week off. That's another way that Adam Gase duped people because he made Jay Cutler not as terrible. So they're like, oh, all right.
So, no, wait. So maybe I screwed this up. The guy was telling me we got the bye week. We have the bye week. I don't think the Rams have a bye week.
Yeah, they do have a bye week after the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
But it's okay because we're in direct travel zone, so everyone's going to be thinking about their bye week vacations
I tell you who's going to be important this week. Watching that game last night, one of the things I love about playing teams that get after the quarterback and pass rush, if you can run the ball, there's a lot of opportunities there, boys.
Oh, by the way, remember the last time Brian Flores faced this Rams offense?
I believe it was the Super Bowl.
That's right.
How about that?
3 points. Shut that ass down.
Shut that ass down. You know what you call it? You know what Flo is?
Hey.
McVay's daddy.
Hey, check this out. I wish we had that shut their ass down players.
And he didn't do it with Tom Brady though. They beat him 13-3, Leroy.
The shutting their ass down part is on the defense side of the ball.
Tom Brady can look at Brian Flores and be like, "Hey, thanks, man. Gave him another ring."
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Any other headlines, Robbie?
Yeah. So the World Series, they had a day off yesterday. They're back tonight, though. Game six.
Over.
Is it?
It's not over. It's
baseball. It's the least over ever.
It's over.
It's 3-2.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.
Your boy Blake Snell on the mound for the Rays.
I don't care for Blake Snell. He is a dummy.
It's
risking my life, bro.
I'm risking my life. I want mine. All right, Blake, you play baseball, bro.
Yeah. The one sport that avoids contact at all costs, even when you're fighting. Right? They fight every other play. Nobody does anything. And the bullpen runs sprints. They run to the pitcher's mound and then run back. Stop.
And the Dodgers are going to go with the stupid bullpen game. So get ready for a 7-hour game with 12 pitching changes.
Oh, man.
Really? Like, that's a thing now, huh?
That is a thing.
Where they just say bullpen game.
Jack McKeon would spit at this game. He goes, oh, well, look at this show. You're up 3-2, and you can go clinch it tonight, and you're not pitching somebody at 3 days rest.
So we're no ace, right? So Nolan Ryan. Like, what happened to the days where if you wanted to win a World Series, you had to get through two aces on the other team?
Well, one of their aces is a choke artist. His name is Clayton Kershaw. But
that's in the past, dude. You've seen him throw this off this post.
He had bailed up on his bullpen.
He's been fine.
Couldn't get through six innings.
He's been fine.
He's been fine.
Guess who's going to win the MVP? I think it might be Mookie Betts. Let me take it.
It's not going to be Clayton Kershaw.
Leroy, it sounds like you're counting your chickens. What if it's Randy Arozarena for the Rays?
How about that?
I can't say his name, so I'm going to go with Mookie Betts.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It is a Tuesday, which means we got a little damage is done, my friend, coming up next hour. Our favorite Tuesday game.
I like this.
Oh, my God.
Because I can mess with the same folks.
I'm watching Bad Beats. I'm sorry to interrupt with this.
Okay.
But there was a game between Chattanooga and Western Kentucky. And late in the game, Chattanooga runs the kickoff back to win the game. But then they go to replay, and somebody on the kickoff team was, like, raising the roof. And they deemed that guy was calling for a fair catch, and they nullified the kick return.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. It wasn't even the guy returning. It was just some guy, like, on the kickoff team, and he's just like, yeah, raising the roof.
Is he allowed to do that?
I don't know, but apparently not.
During the return?
Before, like, the ball was still in the air. The guy hadn't caught it yet. And the guy ends up catching it, running it back for a touchdown. And then they review the play, and they said that guy was calling for a fair catch, and they took it off the board.
Oh, my God. How livid did the coach get?
So livid.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, that, holy.
That's terrible.
I'll find the video and send it to you guys.
That is terrible.
Terrible.
But, yeah, man, you can text the show at 786-360-0790. He text writes in, Tobin knows he's nervous for Sunday. I can hear it in his voice. I'm not nervous. Why? Because they have the scariest defender this side of Lawrence Taylor? I'm not nervous. Why? Because they have the greatest quarterback known to man? And he talks mad bleep? He's probably going to hose down to it and call them all brittle hips? Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, you said cornerback. I thought you said quarterback. That's why.
No.
I thought you said
quarterback. Oh, no, their quarterback is very average. Their quarterback is super average. That dude does not impress me.
First pick in the draft.
First pick in the draft. No, he doesn't scare me. Their offense doesn't scare me.
What?
Their offense doesn't scare me.
I mean, everybody's running that same type of nonsense, right? Like the quick, hurry up, get the ball out of your hands. Like they almost run offense now. Like everybody knows their offensive line can't protect. Right? That's what that is. The hurry up, get the ball out of your hand.
It is pretty crazy, though. It feels like their offense was full of star power when they were in the Super Bowl, and they've revamped it real quick. Like they didn't stick around on that. And I know it probably was going to get expensive, and we know the thing that happened with Todd Gurley. But it's pretty crazy how it's so crazy how quick those windows change in football. Like you're in the Super Bowl 1 second, and then you're just like, all right, we gotta change this whole thing up.
Right.
It's a weird thing. But the defense, you know, they still have, you know, obviously Donald's still there as you know, the anchor for all that type of stuff. But I just found it interesting, you know, seeing it all happen yesterday. But I'm not nervous. We were in a good spot. Look ahead game. Everybody yesterday was excited to play with Tua. Guess what, Leroy? Crazy thing. There doesn't seem like there's a rift.
I told you that.
Everybody looks like they're excited to play with young Tua.
I told you that.
Nah, this Hasselbeck was out there. He was trying to tear us apart.
You said Leroy. I said, I told you that.
Like, no, I'm just saying, guess what? Leroy is just like, you know, hey, Everybody, okay. You know, this was on the streets.
When
especially,
you say, guess what, Leroy? Are you implying?
Nah.
Okay.
Right, nah, that's not what I was.
Nah, my ass. You just throw stuff out there.
Oh man, I was listening to Shaq Lawson yesterday. He was like, you know what he called Tua? He called him dangerous. I was like,
okay, you're dangerous. But how about y'all stop somebody?
No, but he is stopping somebody. The defense has been good.
Okay.
But I like that. I was like, defender giving him props. What about that?
Yeah.
I can see the Tua questions getting annoyed with you because I was listening to all the press conferences yesterday, just to hear what the hubbub was from the locker room. Literally every question was about Tua.
Yeah.
Even to the defenders.
That's you know, what's it like going against Tua? I'm like, yo, it's practice, man.
Yeah, but you know what he said? Dangerous.
Anybody who reads, first of all, a player is never going to call another player out. You know this, right? Yet you ask the question and get this answer, right? He's going to be dangerous. Means absolutely nothing.
I think it means something.
No,
I think
it doesn't.
Means something. I think it means something. Because
oh my goodness! Here we
sometimes,
go.
Sometimes you just get like guys who are just like, you know, he makes his throws. He's gonna make his throws. He's gonna do his thing. But when they go, when they give you a little extra helping on top, a little extra whipped cream on top of the compliment sundae, I'm like, ho-ho-ho.
Can I tell you when I would get interviewed and like I wasn't feeling it, like I always, if they asked me, I always would, because you know. It's never a bad thing to build a little, you know, something with the media. So they need something, you help them out or whatever, right? That means when you go to them and you say something and somebody may take it the wrong way, you have built equity with that person. So right. I always know, and I've never been caught in that situation. As long as I've been interviewed, I have never been in a situation where somebody had to take something out of context. Go figure. But anyway, what happens is that you're thinking, man, I got to get out of here. It's a nice day. I'm done at like 4:30. I might be able to go hit me some balls or something, go see a movie. And so you think of the answer that will get you the hell out of there. Right? Oh, he going to be dangerous. I'm out. That's it. What do you mean dangerous? I don't know. I don't play quarterback.
I know. It's
right?
A thing.
Right. They don't never, like, usually if you say the right thing, they don't ask you to.
Robbie, do you have this from Shaq Lawson? Can you get this from? Because I'm telling you, he was like, and he made some explanation, like he's lefty. So that's like a secret weapon. I was like, oh, I like that.
Nobody. Hold on.
I like that.
Nobody knows that. Two is lefty.
No, but nobody
gonna
sees
catch
it.
Everybody off guard.
Nobody sees it though. It's one thing.
Sees it.
It's like you have to get used to it. You know what? Nobody wants to take on in boxing, Leroy. Nobody in boxing wants to take on the southpaw. That's why Rocky couldn't get fights in early in his career. He was fighting Spider Rico in clubs. Nobody wanted to fight a southpaw, and it's just a different switch of a style. And maybe they pick it up. Maybe they pick it up, but maybe it's a little too late by the time they pick it up. Maybe you're down 14-0. Yeah.
Only to be outdone by the guy who switches to southpaw and gets his ass kicked. Like, he thinks I'm going to change it up.
Oh, I mean, you know how this game works. I mean, this business, it's a business thing. So whatever happened upstairs, I mean, I guess the coaches made the right decisions for us, for the football team. So, I mean, for Tua, getting an opportunity to start, though, that kid is incredible, man. And I'm looking forward to going out there and play with him Sunday. I've seen a lot of him in practice, how athletic he is, how incredible a player he is. So to get to see that on Sunday this week, man, it's going to be incredible, man. He's going to lead his team in the right way.
Ooh, incredible, Leroy.
See?
Yep.
Incredible.
Love it.
Dangerous. You throw those words out there, drop the mic. I'm out.
Nope.
It's dangerous. Like, I mean, normally I'm in the backside of behind the quarterback, usually the right side, but he's a left-hand quarterback. You don't get that a lot in the league. So that's why I think he's so dangerous and he's athletic. His IQ for the game, man, is,
That's
you wouldn't think he's a rookie if you watch him in practice. He look like he's been around the game a long time.
Hey. Never mind.
No, what?
Never mind.
Shaq Lawson's like, oh, I get back at, what is this sorcery? He's on a different side.
Here. All right.
Problem?
In all the years I played football, right, I always wondered what phrase means the least amount coming from a certain guy.
Yeah.
Right? And I would say Shaq Lawson saying that Tua Tagovailoa has a high football IQ ranks up there.
Why?
He's an offensive guru now? How the hell does he know if Tua making the right decisions?
I believe yesterday, I think Brian Flores called him, quote, a sponge.
Okay. All comments that make you feel good, but mean absolutely nothing.
Oh, it means something.
Yeah?
A sponge?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not a washcloth. He's a sponge. He absorbs it. Doesn't just wipe it away.
See? You're trying to justify these comments.
They're great comments.
I'm telling you right now, right, that I didn't want Robert saying of me, great football IQ. Mm. I wanted Robert to say I was a baller.
But he also said he was dangerous. What if you're dangerous on
dangerous,
top of
him? Dangerous. Look, Leroy is a hater. That sound gives me goosebumps.
Woo-wee.
You two, sir, have been led astray. There's a couple of phrases that you can use to explain another player while saying absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's saying something.
Right? You know who they don't say has a great football IQ? Aaron Donald. We don't know if he has a great football IQ. But what we do know is that dude is always in the backfield, making plays, disrupting your pass protection. That's what we know. Whether that means great football IQ, it is not for us to say, because we don't know what play has been called. We don't know what adjustments had to be made. We don't know all these things. Shaq is on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
You think he knows whether Tua is making great calls or not?
Well, it sounds
no,
to me.
No, he does not.
It sounds to me he's already just impressed that he's lefty, because he never sees it.
All right. Okay. Now I will say this. In fairness to Tua, let's be clear, because I keeps it real. From the second he has gotten on Dolphins campus, all the players have loved him. So he has handled himself accordingly, right? And if you think about the quarterbacks that have come into this league, Herbert, Joe Burrow, Tua, they all seem to be liked by their teammates because of how they handled themselves. You understand what I'm saying? So that is definitely a positive. I like the fact that he's humble, and the way he came in is gonna allow players to like him instead of coming in as this arrogant guy. I'm gonna be the guy.
We have
that up north.
We'll take a quick break. We're back with more after this.
I apologize.
Jim West, the the umpire?
Yep.
This is Joe West.
Joe West. Country yeah. Joe West.
Country Joe West. Is he the only, like, they don't do that in football, right? Get up in your face.
I mean, Hockey League probably could.
No, they're moving, man.
Well, I mean, like, back in the day, like, I'm sure Hockey League, like, he's got the, you know, the guns. He could get in your face and you'd have to back down. But other than that, like, you know. And all the big name, like you said, all the big name refs are moving into TV.
Who's that bloated official from the ACC that looks like a potato? I would have messed with him.
No, I know what you're talking about too.
He's like dollar store at Hockey League. Like, you know, he's kind of jacked, but he looks like he's actually just wearing a polo that's a couple sizes too small.
Jeez.
Yeah, everybody knows who I'm talking
about. Yeah, you've seen him ref before, but nobody can think of his name.
Nobody knows his name though.
You shouldn't, right?
Nah, I don't want to know that guy's name.
The only ACC ref I know is Ron Cherry, giving him the business from back in the day.
Listen, we got some big news yesterday, boys. I don't know if you saw this, but did you see our boy Dan Craig?
Yeah.
He's leaving us.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a
really?
Ship.
Really? Are you
Rats
serious?
Rats off a ship, game six.
You can't do that.
What? He left. He left us for Ty Lue.
It's his profession, man.
Man.
Lateral move.
Yeah, reportedly.
A lateral move. You can't make a lateral move.
You can't?
No.
I mean, with assistance.
No. No, if you're
I think
an
you
assist-
can if you I think you have permission, you can.
I know in football that's why you see a lot of guys that are offensive coordinators and assistant head coaches. They put the title on them, so it's not a lateral move.
Well, either way, I guess the reports were, shout out to Miami Heapy for breaking the story yesterday. They said it was because they offered him more money. And the one I found strange about it was that he's hoping to be in one of the NBA's biggest markets, so he gets more exposure to be a head coach. I just found that a little bit weird because, one, you're Miami. Like, it's not like you're not going to get exposure. Like, does he feel almost like he's on a staff that's overshadowed by Spo? Is that like one of the things that's going on there? I've never heard... You know, I know he's been interviewed a couple of years in a row now, but like, you were just in the finals. You are in a big market. You know, I don't know how much more money they offer. Maybe they offered him a ton more money, and they said, you know, Dan Craig, get the hell out of there. He coaches for the Birds. Who knows? Maybe that's what they told him. But those other reasons I found a little bit strange.
And he's going to the Clippers, not the Lakers. He's going to the second team in the market.
Yeah, you're going to be overshadowed at all times.
This goes back to one of those things I always tell you guys. Are you pissed off that he left or why?
Not really pissed off. I'm just curious.
Okay.
I mean, he's the assistant coach. Like, I don't care.
No, right. Exactly.
But I was,
I look at it as good on you. Go get yours.
Go get that bag, Dan Craig.
Right. I mean,
but like, you gotta call it like you see. You gotta call it like a rats off a ship. It is.
Yeah, well, hope
it's not rats off a ship.
Hope you're making a lot more money with how much money it costs to live in LA. So
What if he went to? What if he went to the Heat and said, "Hey, they're offering me more money. You offer me, you know, the and same.
They,
I'll stay."
And they said, "Well, we kind of want you know Gary Payton to have your gig anyway. So you know, deuces.
There you go. That's my point.
You think that's what happened?"
I mean, I'm not going to question it. I'm saying you don't know what the conversations were between the Heat.
I don't know.
And Daniel Craig.
I don't know. And I know that we'll never know because Spo's going to just be super complimentary of him and we're never going to find out. Like, that's,
nope. That is exactly
correct.
I don't
know if anybody cares enough to find the backstory of Dan Craig.
Well, you certainly cared enough to start Rats Off a Ship and all that.
Well, he was Sioux Falls boy.
It was Rats Off a Ship. Yeah, you know, he was Sioux Falls boy. You know, he gave good interviews to Jax. Always looks very nervous on that bench.
Who moves up? Chris Quinn?
I think Chris Quinn becomes lead assistant. You know, that seems...
Oh, you know what sucked for Daniel Craig? Not 007 Daniel Craig, but the coach, is if Chris Quinn gets into that role and gets a job next year.
Oh.
That's how it works, man. I'm telling you. There's nothing worse than making a decision and making the wrong decision.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, listen, he was linked to a bunch of, I know when I saw him linked to, you know, the Pacers jobs and some of these gigs, like, I was like, ah, I know the dude who, you know, the weird thing was the guy who ended up getting the gig in Indiana was, what was he? He was like the Raptors assistant. I can't even pronounce his name. He's got like four consonants in a row.
Yep.
He's got he coached the Raptors.
Yep.
So I don't know. You know, it probably was just a money thing. They probably owed him a ton. Well, they probably just gave him a ton of dough.
There is a spot open, and
there is a spot open, Robbie.
And if somebody chooses not to resume their playing career,
listen, we do not discuss that possibility
till it happens.
Unless he retires.
You're right. Fair
I'm
point.
Not even gonna say whose choice it
My
is
fault.
Because
minus one,
we shouldn't even bring it up. So if anybody texts in who we're all thinking of to take that coaching gig, just know minus one, because he hasn't chosen to end his playing career yet. And so therefore he is not a candidate on this show's mind. It's not that we wouldn't love it. We would love it. I would love if this hypothetically, if this person did want to do that gig, but I will not disrespect in suggesting him taking that job if he doesn't want it right now and doesn't even want to retire. So if you're thinking about that and you're texting that person, minus one. Preemptive minus one.
I got you.
But Gary Payton intrigued me. There was all this news last week that Gary Payton wanted to get back into coaching and he wanted to join a staff. Gary Payton on the floor. Imagine Gary Payton taking little Tyler Hero under his wing. You know, giving him all the good lines to talk trash, Leroy. Have you ever seen Gary Payton during this Big Three league?
Ha!
I mean, when he was a coach, he talked a lot. Coach Gary Payton talked a lot of trash in the Big Three league.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Get Tyler to be a lockdown defender.
Are we all doing the thing? Like, we all think it's going to be a former Heat guy, and it's probably just going to be Anthony Carter moving up and taking the job from the staff.
That's kind of how it works, right?
I mean, I'm just wondering. You know, he's out there busting his ass. He's like, you know, making Duncan Robinson an excellent shooter. He goes, really? Like, you guys really just want Gary Payton just because he talks trash?
All right.
I mean, really, Anthony Carter, bigger deal in Heat history than Gary Payton. There's no Anthony
Facts.
Carter. There's no Shaq. I mean, Gary Payton was a nice little accessory, but he was you get no Shaquille O'Neal to even get to that point of having Gary Payton, you know?
I still remember Anthony Carter's shot against the Knicks over the backboard.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's what we remember him by?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing about Anthony Carter. Dude's in good shape now.
Is Anthony Carter the guy whose agent screwed him?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. That's what I remember him by.
Heat lifer.
He's a Heat lifer because they didn't have to pay him.
He's probably owed the job then, right, Robbie? Like, if we're really thinking about it and we're doing process of elimination, if anybody is owed that top-notch gig on the staff, it's probably Anthony Carter.
What? And they could send him the contract offer on a fax.
You don't think they send it in, like, a DocuSign? Like, you think they're going old school?
Yeah, just, I mean, it's symbolic.
Hey, if they're offering him a contract, I promise you, he's going to be there. Give me the paper. Outside.
He's not taking a chance.
Nope.
I wonder what the pay scale is on a basketball staff. Like, I wonder what how much the top assistant, like, what kind of a bump that is. Because Anthony Carr's been on the staff for a little bit now. Like, that's I'm sure that's got to be kind of cool. But that seems like such a grind. You know?
I mean, coaching in general, man. Like, you know, we have all these conversations with all these players. And you always just make that leap that, oh, no, we got this. You know what I mean? Why don't you just go into coaching? And all the players that have put all these years in, they go,
What about Fizdale? Does he come back?
So rich. He's got so much. He's got so much of the Knicks' money.
And
like,
Grizzlies.
Does he really want to go be in it? Like, does he want to be an assistant?
Just probably having fun on the jump or making an occasional appearance on ESPN.
If I was Fizdale, because I keep giving this Van Gundy gig, I would go be on television. You know, get a fat cat gig, you know, be awesome on television, because I don't think he's going to get a head coaching gig for a little bit. You know, it's, you know, you kind of blow up at two chances, even if it's not his fault. You need a little bit of time, I think, to pass. So I would go be on the jump, go call some games, be super rich, you know, I don't know. You think Fizdale wants to go back and be Spo's assistant? I think that's a little weird.
I know, especially when it's hard to do. I mean, Lane Kiffin did it.
I mean, it happens at Duke all the time.
You're right. Lane Kiffin did do it.
Yeah,
Kiffin wasn't best friends with Nick Saban.
Yeah, all the Duke assistants who leave to go coach elsewhere, they get fired. They all end up returning back to Coach K's staff.
Right into his bosom. Hour two of the program coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.